in the lunchtime edition. Two people injured in a collision between a motorcycle and a BWA truck at Kane Garden, St. Thomas. The results of environmental testing at the Lester Vaughan School are back. The Ministry of Education briefs stakeholders on the outcome and meets with teachers at the school today. In the Senate, the opposition accuses government of failing to adequately address the costs of living in its recent budget and urges action on the matter. The government side, meantime, dismisses the opposition claims as just grandstanding. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As you heard, two people injured in a collision along Kane Garden Road, St. Thomas. The accident involved a Barbados Water Authority truck and a motorcycle. Our Venardo Corbin is at the scene.
Starcom Network News understands that two individuals were on board the motorcycle, a young boy and an adult male. When I arrived on the scene, I was informed that those two individuals had to be transported by ambulance away from the scene. While the youngster was said to be okay, I understand that the adult male sustained several injuries. Fernando Corbin, Starcom Network News.
The Ministry of Education meeting today with teachers of the Lester Vaughan School to discuss the findings of the environmental quality testing conducted there. The ministry received the findings yesterday and met with stakeholders shortly after to share the results. The school has been closed for several weeks due to the issues. Communications consultant with the ministry, Gaynell Marshall, tells Starcom Network News a meeting with parents will also take place.
The official report on air quality and environmental quality testing done on the Lester Vaughan School plant was made available to the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training on Tuesday, March 26, 2024. A meeting was convened later that evening by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw that included ministry officials, the chairman of the Board of Management at the Lester Vaughan School, the deputy principal, and representatives of the Barbados Union of Teachers and the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union. The topic of discussion revolved around the findings of the report and recommendations on the way forward for students, teachers, and staff of the school, with particular attention to the fourth and fifth year students. The chief will also be convening a meeting with teachers of the Lester Vaughan School to glean their feedback from the findings of the report, which will inform the recommendations for the safe and seamless return to in-person classes. A meeting with parents will follow thereafter.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, in the lunchtime edition. Opposition Senator Ryan Walters accuses government of failing to adequately address the cost of living in its recent budget and urges action on the matter, including reducing VAT. Senator Walters was speaking as debate on the appropriations bill continued in the Senate. He stressed that any VAT reduction should be followed by efforts to ensure the business sector passes on the lower prices to the consumer.
Why haven't the government then made steps to reduce the VAT? There has to be some consideration given the current economic environment that we are in. There is room to give consumers an ease when it comes to prices on the shelves. It has to be denser with a certain level of oversight. But we cannot allow the private sector, sir, to get away with not passing on what the government's initiatives are to the consumer. So there has to be a strengthening of the Commerce Division to ensure that what is supposed to be passed on is supposed to be passed on, especially in the case of a significant tax reduction.
Senator Walters believes the cost of electricity, natural gas, and petrol needs attention. But Government Senator Reverend Charles Morris accused the opposition side of simply grandstanding.
I hate grandstanding about caring for the small man, caring for the unfortunate worker, caring for this person and next person. And when it comes to using poor people to score a cheap political victory, I get very annoyed.
Government Senator Reverend Charles Morris, a state of emergency declared in parts of Belize in response to an upsurge in gang activity. The country's Commissioner of Police, Chester Williams, has welcomed the decision by the Governor General, Dame Froilia Zamlam, to declare a state of emergency in Southside Belize City and specific sections of Cayo District. The police commissioner insists that the move should not be regarded as an admission of defeat by the police in dealing with the crime situation. The Belize authorities say the state of emergency is in place for a month in the first instance, but may be extended. Bermuda also battling a surge in gun crime. Assistant Commissioner of Police Antoine Daniel says internal feuding among members of the same gangs may be among the several factors causing the sudden surges in gun crime in the British Overseas Territory. In Guyana, rescue teams have recovered the bodies of three children, two sisters and a cousin, who drowned last night in a pond where they reportedly went to swim in North Rumapuni. And investigators have boarded the container ship which crashed into a bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore and recovered its data recorder. Six people are presumed dead after the collision involving the Singapore flag dolly which struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge as it left port yesterday. Our top stories. Two people injured in a collision between a motorcycle and a BWA truck at King Gardens in Thomas. The results of environmental testing at the Lester Vaughan School are back. The Ministry of Education briefs stakeholders on the outcome and meets with teachers at the school today. In the Senate, the opposition accuses government of failing to adequately address the cost of living in its recent budget and urges action on the matter. The government side, meantime, dismisses the opposition claims as just grandstanding. A state of emergency declared in parts of Belize in response to an upsurge in gang activity. Bermuda also battling a surge in gang-related gun crime. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.